AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A sixth police officer has been fired as part of the investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis following a traffic stop. Five other officers, all of them black, were fired and charged with murder. The sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, is white. The AP's Adrian Sains is in Memphis.
The spokeswoman did not immediately disclose what role Hemphill had in the arrest, but the investigation is ongoing and it's believed that more officers are being investigated for their role in the arrest.
On body camera footage from the initial stop, Hemphill was heard saying that he stunned Nichols. It was back to school at Rich Neck Elementary in Newport News, Virginia today. A six-year-old student shot and wounded a teacher there. Eric Belay's daughter was a bit nervous going back.
What do I do? What are the new procedures? What is a metal detector? What do we have to do? And all this kind of stuff. But as far as safety, she was feeling good.
Several police cars were parked at the school as teachers arrived. Saying gun owners don't need a government permission slip to protect their God-given rights, Florida's House Speaker proposed legislation to eliminate concealed weapons permits, a move Democrats in Florida argue would make a state with a history of horrific mass shootings less safe. A prosecutor in Chicago says she's dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly following federal convictions in two courts that ensured the disgraced R&B star will be locked up for decades. The Treasury Department announced sanctions on an international operator for the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico, whose activities span the globe. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines canceled dozens of flights today in North Texas, which is expected to get cold, wet weather for most of the week. Not much of a winter in New York City. The National Weather Service says since summer ended, there hardly has been any measurable snowfall in the city. The Dow finished down 260 points. This is AP News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him he could hit him with missiles.
In a new documentary, Johnson says he'd called Putin in February 2022 and tried to dissuade him from war, telling him Ukraine would not be joining NATO in the foreseeable future, a long-standing concern of the Russian leader, and warning invasion would bring massive Western sanctions. Johnson says Putin threatened him at one point, saying, "Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute," or something like that, Johnson says. The Kremlin denies Putin made any such threat. Johnson adds, "Putin didn't seem serious about avoiding war in the days before Russia invaded Ukraine." Charles Deledesma, London.
American world champion halfpipe skier Kyle Smain died after getting buried in an avalanche in the mountains of central Japan over the weekend. He was 31. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.